We're back in the building. Bears, Brews, and the Bros. We got a full house, man. This is the grand return of Doc PLC. Welcome back, brother. In the house,
thank
too.
Thank you.
In the house, too, we got Drilly. We got Renegade. We got Sweetness. And we got the motherfucking Chicago Bears 2021 Bear draft fuck, recap. Man. Bear the fuck down. Yo, how we feeling tonight, man?
Really good.
Oh, hey, hey, Jesus. Yeah, good, Jesus man. Came down the second coming.
with a Jesus came down second coming with a Ryan Pace face. Hey, we'll take it all day. Damn. We'll take it all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Too late, but damn. Fuck it.
Better late than never. Better late than never.
That's right. I still haven't soaked it in, y'all. Not even close.
We got to soak it in when he gets on the field.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was saying, man, like I haven't been excited for preseason in a long time. Like I just want to see him out there running that offense. Let's go, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Right about that.
Fucking Doc, man. Just initial thoughts, bro. Like the draft is over, but just like take us from beginning to the end. How you feeling right now?
Man, I'm feeling good. I feel like Ryan Pace made a good move. A couple good moves. I like, obviously, I like Justin Fields. I like what he brings to the table. He's a smart guy. He's not just, you know, a dumb athlete. He's got a 3.94 GPA. So he knows how to study those books so he can study the playbooks. As time will tell if what the Bears gave up is worth it. If he plays out to our expectations, it's worth everything he gave up. If he busts out, Ryan Pace is out of a job. I like the tackle. I don't remember his name.
Tevin Jenkins.
Jenkins, you're going to remember it.
Thank you, Smoking Jay.
Yes, sir.
I like that pick. Bring somebody in to protect him. And, you know, I thought overall, pretty good draft. I'm happy. And I hope that we can take a step forward.
Drilly, man.
Man, brother, love it. Matt Nagy's fresh and had a lot to do with this motherfucking, with these 2021 draft picks. Just rapid fire reaction, fucking hell yeah. That's all I'm saying. And as far as I'm concerned, you can say the O-line room is filled, the QB room is filled, the running back room is filled, the wide receiver room is filled, the tight end fucking room is filled. It's about goddamn time that we're able to say that shit about a Chicago Bears offense. So I'm excited. Let's fucking go.
Renegade.
Hey, man. I'm like, y'all, I'm feeling good, man. We did a lot of good shit. A lot of you guys are praising Nagy, but I'll be the piece of shit to say Pace did a good job too, because I had a little insider. Well, I was just looking at the Bears insider shit saying, you know, he had about 25 years friendship with the guy from the Giants to make that trade possible and all that shit. So you got to praise him and what he was able to do. He makes a lot of stupid decisions, but he manned the fuck up this one. He knows he fucked up. He had a lot of riding on his career with the Bears, him and Nagy. So, man, they looked like they had the fire under their ass. And like we said earlier, everything we asked for, they delivered on it, man. I liked it.
Sweetness.
Yes, sir. Man, I'm on the same boat with y'all, man. All in all, a great draft, starting with Justin Fields. You know, the move was fucking amazing. The kid has a crazy football IQ. You know, he did a lot of good things in college against some high competition. You know, he went out there and beat Trevor Lawrence. I know he loses to Alabama in the national championship, but there's a lot of positives coming out with Justin Fields, man. He's been a gamer his whole damn life. So, you know, like I said, all in all, the offensive tackles that we picked up, some defensive help, some depth at the running back and receiver. You know, I really feel like we had the best draft. I mean, I think I feel that way because our drafts have sucked in years prior. But yeah, this one was it, bro. This was a big time step up for Ryan Pace.
Hell yeah, man. I just walking away from this draft, I feel like we got a whole new team. We're going in the right direction. Like, I remember when we drafted Mitch. You know, I was not like this excited. I was just like, all right, you know, let's give Ryan Pace the benefit of the doubt. You know, he was new GM coming in. You know, I'm trusting him. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let's go with it. And we saw how that turned out. You know, I've been bashing him every chance I get, man. Every chance I get, every step I take, I've been bashing this motherfucker, bro. You guys know that. But, you know, this time is different. This, like, straight up, I was on a run, boys. Shout out the gang. I was on their draft show, and I was just going crazy, man. Like, I can't remember a draft like this. Man, I can't man. Shout out Bogart, Robbie, and the gang, man. But I just couldn't believe it, man. And I'm still like, I can't. It's like unbelievable, man. Like, we actually got Justin Fields, man. And not even just that. Yep.
Hey, it's crazy when we draft a quarterback that nobody knows and then one that has all the experience and everybody knows. It's a big fucking difference.
Right.
When we drafted Trubisky, everybody was like, all right, hold on. Let me look at his highlights and see if he's okay.
Right.
That's a red flag when you got to do that.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, I remember hearing that. Are you guys hearing me all right, or am I tripping?
We're all good.
All right, cool. My headphones are tweaking. All right, man, I just wanted to say real quick, I remember John Fox was surprised with the pick. He didn't even know that they were picking Mitch Trubisky. This time it's different. This time Matt Nagy was right there, you know what I'm saying, letting him know, hey, we're going for this guy. We're going for Justin Fields. And he was slipping and slipping, man. Shout out the Giants. They were the trade partner. They made it happen. And shout out the Eagles, low-key, for trading up right in front of the Giants and taking Devontae Smith, because from what I'm hearing, the Giants wanted Devontae Smith. And if the Eagles wouldn't have done that, I don't think we would have been able to pull this trade off. But, hey, fuck it. We did it. We got Justin Fields in the building. Let's break down that trade, man. So, yeah, man, we're talking about right now, Bears traded up with the Giants. We ended up getting Justin Fields. He slipped in a draft, man. I don't know exactly why. I know they were talking about the epilepsy and all this stuff. You know, it never affects him.
Trash.
It never affects him on game day. Like, that's just so
shit right there.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know who threw that storyline out there. You know, initially I was like, you man, know, maybe this is Bill Belichick. Haters, Bill Belichick up to his old tricks, you know?
Hey, fucking, we're talking about Justin Fields' first day, Hollis Hall. Fucking one of these fucking reporters sit up here and ask him about that fucking epilepsy shit. I was like, dude, we're supposed to be welcoming our fucking franchise quarterback.
Drew, that's cool with me, because that's something that you get out the door right then and there. Hey, let me ask you this. That's going to be the first and last time you address it. Kick it.
I hope that's the last time I hear about that shit.
Well, it's going to be the last time unless something happens where his epilepsy acts up or something like that. Right. Hope not. Knock on wood, man. But I hope for all players to be healthy. But you know what I mean? That's the only time you'll hear about it again.
I was just like, shit, not his first day at Hollis Hall.
It's the draft, man. They act some crazy shit, man.
I get it, man. I get it, bro. I was just like, I'm just more like everybody else. The Bears haven't had a motherfucking a pick like this, or a quarterback of this caliber since forever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, we don't have to kiss his ass, but let's make him feel welcome. Let's make him know that, hey, you got a whole city behind you, big dog. Like, don't worry about it, bro. When you in there and you get in there, you do your motherfucking thing, these fans are going to be behind you 100%. You could fail as a Chicago Bears quarterback. And as long as we know that you motherfucking gave it.
Man, pounding the table over there. Let him know.
Bro, you
know, I don't know if he could fail, because
he's not going to be perfect. He's not going to be perfect 100% of the time. Mahomes threw interceptions before, bro. We're not expecting
Mahomes ain't got to be perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get it. You know what I'm saying? As long as we prove. But I'm saying, though, bro, it's just motherfucking.
We made a right move. Justin Fields slipped in a draft. Ryan Pace, you know, his aggressiveness paid off. In my opinion, I said it, like I said on the Run Boys show, this is Bears, Brews, and the Bros approved. Fucking stamp that shit, bro.
I love that shit like a
motherfucker, bro.
Hey, and shout out the Broncos, because I without the Broncos, I think they fucked up. Me personally, if I'm the Broncos, John Elway,
I call that shit too, that they were getting a cornerback.
Yeah, they love defense. John Lynch and them.
Hey, shout out Vic Fangio. He gave us an alley oop. Shout out, Vic.
Hey, I guess he did. He was like, man, you did.
He's like, hey, man, Ryan Pace, man, Nagy, I don't hate you guys that much, you know.
Me and my homie football with, we were talking about that shit. And he was low-key defending it, but he was on my side too. But I was like, man, you take Fields it worked or Mac out. Jones. Because, I mean, well, for us, it worked out.
Hold on,
but
Sweetness, before you go, fan,
man, you take one of those two. You got to take one of those two quarterbacks.
I want to say one thing because Sweetness, I want you to talk about Justin Fields big time, because I remember about a year and a half ago, the first time I heard about Justin Fields was from you. Sweetness was the one that told me, hey, this dude's a motherfucking problem. One day I hope we'll be able to get him in Chicago, but he's going to go too high in the draft, and I don't think we're going to get him. Fast forward to where we're at now, bro. And the guy slips in the draft, and the Bears trade up. That moment, they actually fucking draft him, man. What are you thinking, man? Just talk about that whole process that Justin Fields, man.
My fuck got wet.
Bro, I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic as fuck. I was nervous as fuck sitting in this goddamn chair wondering if we were going to take Justin Fields or Mac Jones, because we know it's happened before. The stupidest shit like that before. So I'm sitting there like, I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm not going to let these motherfuckers get my hopes up. But when it comes to Justin Fields, bro, yeah, you know, I saw him on QB1, and I, you know, I'm not the only one, but I guess, you know, I was talking about him for a very long time. This dude, he's been on the biggest stage his whole life. He's gotten every fucking award possible. He won Mr. Football in Georgia. This kid has been everywhere. He's won everywhere. He's got it, dude. This was a clear-cut choice for me. Man, yeah, fucking ecstatic. I'm ready for all of it. None of that epilepsy shit ever crosses my mind. He's been doing this shit since day one. He's been playing since a little ass, you know, since a very young age. And if anything was going to affect him to a certain extent, it would have happened already. So now we're welcoming him to Chicago. And, you know, none of those things. I don't have any doubts about who this guy is when it comes to being a quarterback. And he's a stand-up dude on top of that, man. So, you know, props to him, bro. We're going to be absolutely fine for a very, very long time right now.
Hell yeah. And the fact that we didn't have to give up draft picks from this year, we got to keep the second and third, and we're going to get into that right now. But Doc, you know, Justin Fields, anything you want to add to this pick, the trade up and everything, just what you were thinking and everything?
No, man, you guys covered it pretty well. I'm happy, but I'm reserving my emotions, because you never know until he goes out and proves it on the field. And that's all I want to see. I want to see him go live up to the expectations, and then I'll be even happier. I'm excited about the potential that he brings, and now I just need the Bears to build around him and set him up for success.
Doesn't it make you feel better with the resume that he comes into the organization with, just being comfortable with the fact that you know this dude is a fucking gamer?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Again, what Renegade brought up earlier is when Mitchell Trubisky was drafted, we're like, who? Is that my next door neighbor? So I'm content. Justin Fields, you know, played at a national championship level. I know he didn't win it, but he brought his team, you know, it defeated Clemson and chosen one, if you will, in Trevor Lawrence. And they put a pounding on him. So I like what Justin Fields brings. And I like the future. So I look forward to it and hope he lives up to it.
Hell yeah. Building around Justin Fields. Let's talk about the second round pick. Bears traded up again, this time with the Panthers. Bears got the second round pick, 39th overall, and a fifth round pick. They traded to the Panthers their second round pick, their third round pick, and a sixth round pick to move up to get Tevin Jenkins. The O-line that we talked about was a target in the first round. And they actually moved up. They pretty much got two first-round picks here. They got the franchise quarterback in Justin Fields. Then they got one of the top offensive tackles who could come in and play right tackle right away, but can play left if you need him to. Just a big boy, a hog, Renegade. You called him something, man. What'd you call him earlier?
Oh, man, I don't even remember.
That's the baby face. Yeah, man.
With them fucking glasses. You see a picture of him, you don't think, man, this is a soft motherfucker. But then you see his whole body and his strength his beast abilities. That motherfucker is built like a beast, like you said, like a tank. That motherfucker is big. He got a little short arms, but still, when he gets to you, he'll fucking make you go flying. That dude,
he's a mauler, bro. He's a mauler.
He's a beast.
Man, Drill, man, I mean, we were texting about this. Man, how'd you feel when you saw Tevin Jenkins, man?
Well, first of all, it's nice for us to be motherfucking right. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to motherfucking Tevin Jenkins, bro. Interesting, bro. I loved it. You know what I'm saying? We went and got probably in the draft position. Shit, he was even supposed to be drafted higher than that. He was expecting him to be a first rounder. You know what I'm saying? Definitely good enough to get it. Fucking Oklahoma State, bro. Man, bro, we got a guaranteed starter on our hands. But here's a cool thing. So I watched a little interview with his head coach from Oklahoma State, bro. Says he's super athletic, bro. And not only that, he just developed the skill set that he had in the past 18 months. What we're watching on tape, the pancaking, the fucking shit that he's doing, just did it in the last 18 months. So just imagine him moving up into the NFL and be able to motherfucking increase his improvement, how better he is, how to read, you know what I'm saying, how to sit up in here and work that motherfucking O-line. This guy is a fucking stud. 6 feet plus, 300 pounds plus, dude's a fucking hog. I know Montgomery, Tariq Cohen, them cats is back there like, yeah, hey, bro, we finna get that bread, bro, because we finna be running behind the cat.
Hey, man, your hands sound ashy as fuck.
Hey, keep going. Nah, bro. That shit sounds like
fucking sandpaper,
what?
I mean, he's telling them that all the time.
Hey, fornicator.
Ashy Larry, man.
Same shit.
Ashy Larry, man.
Hey, nigga, these are working
like,
man hands.
Looks like
these
a whole damn snowball.
Hey, hey, Drill, working just, man. Hey, Drill, just to piggyback on that, man, the man is 6'6", 317, man. And damn. I believe he was over there with Chubba Hubbard, man. He great run blocker, man. Great run blocker. That's his specialty over there, but he could probably pass block like a motherfucker, man.
Definitely. He's impressive, bro. He's impressive. And
what we need, though.
Sky's the limit.
We need to make room for motherfuckers.
Oh, not only that, he's a special connections. The kids from Topeka, Kansas, and somebody else from our O-line is from Kansas as well. That's their hometown. So, man, bro, what I like about O-line, and this is coming from a cat that's played both offensive line and defensive line, man, bro, you got to be together with them cats, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, bro, we going to the sizzler, bro. Hey, we going to the
spot. Oh, those are the hogs, man.
Hell yeah, man.
That's the trenches. Hey, on some exactly. Shit, you know, football, that's where it starts right
there. Hell yeah.
Russian. Absolutely.
Ain't no quarterback stats. Ain't no wide receiver without the big dogs.
Yep.
Sweetness, you want to add anything?
Man, you guys pretty much covered all the bases, man. You know, he's a dude, a big dude, but he's quick on his feet. He plays mad with a chip on his shoulder, and he finishes blocks all day, every day. He's going to punish whoever's out there. You know, our strength when it comes to the O-line is the interior. So now we're working on the edges, and I couldn't have asked for a better centerpiece at the tackle like a Tevin Jenkins. He's, you know, he's got all these skills. And I mean, I'm just sure that this guy's going to come in, start week one, and he's going to bring everything he did in college, that whole skill set, that drill, you know, shout out for those facts about, you know, 18 months. And he just lifted his game to this level. It's ridiculous. But yeah, you know, Renegade too, you know, speaking on Chuba Hubbard and the fact that he was that good in college has a lot to do with Tevin Jenkins busting shit wide open. I mean, Tevin Jenkins could do it all. Pass block, run block. I mean, like you said, 6'6", 300 plus.
He played tackle and guard as well.
Yeah, he plays both sides of the tackle as well. He could go from one end to the other. I'm going to legit keep him at the tackle all day, every day. Yeah. Just because we need somebody.
I hope he can hold that left tackle spot down. I hope he can. But if not, we got somebody at right for a long time. Doc, we're going to go. You got anything to add on our boy Tevin Jenkins?
Nah, you guys are good. I would have liked to have seen him hold on to their third round pick. But ultimately, if you're getting him, who a lot considered him a first round talent, we got to be good with that.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm as of right now, I think we're all good. I think we're giving this like a solid A plus so far.
We got to go A+. We got to go A+.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think we're going A+ on this one so far. Round five, you know, like you said, we lost the third round pick. We didn't have the fourth round pick. But we went with another hog, another big boy from Missouri, another tackle that can play the guard. It looks like he's going to be playing guard. Larry Borum, B-O-R-O-M. If you guys know how to say his name right, help me out. But, yeah,
I like,
man.
Your version.
For sure, man. Doc.
It's Kit. Borum.
Thank you. Only one sack allowed in 2020, man. Do you got any other info or anything on the guy? 6'4", 322 pounds. you know, it's kind of your size, Doc. But what do you think about Larry Burrow, man?
He's only like a foot taller than me and double my weight. No big deal.
Oh man.
No, hey, you know what? I'd lie if I said I knew his name before the draft. So I don't know. I hope the Bears did their scouting, and I hope he becomes a starter and can anchor that line with Jenkins. And you know, as I said, we need to protect the quarterback. That's the ultimate way to have him be successful. So that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to see.
You know, one thing,
and have one sack allowed in 2020. I like that stat. That's all you need to know.
One thing I heard, I think it was Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's mock draft. They had the Bears taking this guy in the third round. So for us to get him in the fifth.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes, exactly. So I think that says a lot, man. You guys want to add anything else about the big boy from Missouri?
Man, he's another run blocking guy, man.
Yeah, big time. Yep.
That's what we need more to open up. That's what we need to get our offensive going. If you want the Bears to get shit established, you got a rookie quarterback when he comes in and he plays, and the guys to get shit going, old smash mouth football. You get your guys 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", linemen out there, 300-pound hogs, smashing motherfuckers. Teams are not going to want to see us. D-tackles are not wanting to see us. The only knock on him is the pass rush, the fast guys, they get right by him. But you say he's going to play more guard, so that's going to be straight because he plays guard and tackle as well. But he got big hands. Once he gets in your chest, you're done with. But the guys, if he gets outside of you, if you got him at tackle, he might be a little liability. But at guard, he might be straight. And I heard he doesn't have the best ability to pull and to move as well either. So he got to work on that as well, moving as a guard.
Juan Castillo's got some work to do. But you know what? He helped last year.
Run blocking, he's great.
Juan Castillo, our O-line coach, man, this did a good job towards the second half of the year. We saw the O-line turn it around. So I have faith in him, man. So hopefully he could work with this guy and get him, you know, up to par sooner than later. You guys want to add anything about the big boy over here, the big hog?
Go ahead, sweet.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just to add on to what Renegade was saying, you know, and Brody too, smoking. If you could teach this guy how to pull, it's going to be a bad time for DBs out there on that island, man. You know, other than that, I don't really have too much. But like you said, transitioning from college to the pros, you're going to have to learn how to pull. You're going to have to learn how to do things that you weren't asked to do before. But I love the pick. I love what we're doing, building from the inside out. You know, teams that have had success in the past, this is how they build the teams. And, you know, it's a good way to go. Great pick.
Hey, I guess the only thing I have to matter is he's a fucking Midwest native. I mean, a fucking Detroit motherfucker. That's what it is. But he's got a great attitude. I see him in the interview. He's got a great attitude. I mean, most collegiate players come up, all they say that they're just ready to go to work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this cat's been a 2-year starter over there, bro. I've seen him pancake defenders, bro. Another big boy on the line to go ahead and protect Justin Fields and get, you know, another fucking shit for Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery and the boys in the running back at a position to motherfucker run behind, bro. I think it's awesome. A potential third rounder to get in the fifth round, the Bears are doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest takeaway is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, another guy that we're getting him at a crazy value. We're fortifying the trenches. You know, we all know how important that is. Keep your quarterback clean, get the running back going, make things easier for your QB and that whole offense. This is what Nagy wants. He wants that offense to succeed. Honestly, that's what we should want too, man. Nagy's here to help us get our offense to the new NFL like everybody else, man. Put up close to 30 points per game. So let's get there, man. We'll go to round 6, man. We draft a running back for Virginia Tech, Khalil Herbert. Anybody want to go first on the kid from Virginia Tech?
I'll go with it, man. I like this pick. A lot of people, they were saying they didn't like it because we got, what, 3 running backs already. But what I was telling Drew earlier, man, they forgot last year when Montgomery went down, Cohen was already out, and we had nobody. So, you know, it gives us depth at running back position. And we don't need him right away. He could play kick return, punt return. He's a fast guy, comes back quick, elusive. The only thing, he got little hands. I mean, his hands are good. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's good. He's quick. He got a burst, great burst out the hole. Doesn't have killer speed, but got a nice burst. Nice little running back. I mean, we don't need nobody to be nothing crazy, but if he does turn into that big prospect, that's even better as well, to go with Montgomery. But I expect him to come in, do kick returns, punt returns, whatever he has to do. He's a running back. He's got speed, so.
Yeah, man. I mean, like you said, he's not the fastest guy out there, but he did his thing in college. And our running back room is stacked. You know what I'm saying? So we signed Damian Williams, Tariq Cohen, and Monty. We already know that they're there. So I think it'll be a while before he gets to see some time with the offense. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be playing with the twos and the threes and stuff like that in camp. But one thing I can say is, you know, the special teams aspect, he did a lot of good work when it came to special teams. And the fact that his ball security is through the roof, those are things that's going to get him on the field. So, you know, I like the pick. It's not, like you said, it's not something that we're going to go crazy about. But I like the pick. He can be a player, man.
Yeah, most definitely, bro. A lot of people were sort of saying that this was kind of a steal, though, too. We got him in the sixth round, 217th overall. Analysts are comparing this cat to Maurice Jones-Drew. The same type of physical build, maybe not as strong, not as fast, but still has the same attributes as him, you know what I'm saying? And looking at tape, bro, I seen this dude run through motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Have that burst of speed that Renegades over there talking about. But I also seen another interesting video of him pancaking a D1 linebacker. Like, hey, bro, you pancake a whole linebacker that's got motherfucking 5 inches more than you. And motherfucking probably got about a good 25 more pounds on him than you do. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, though. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he can sit up here and block potentially too, that's huge, as a running back, bro, big thing, especially with us drafting a franchise quarterback in Justin Fields, bro. So I like the pick. Fucking great. Virginia Tech fucking played for Kansas too. Bro, let's go, man. The Bears continue the great fucking draft.
When you can pass protect and pick up assignments, bro, you're going to see some time on the field and you can protect the quarterback and stuff like that. And like I said, ball security, bro, like 3 or 4 years that he played in college, he had 2 fumbles. That's unheard of. He didn't lose the ball much. So ball security, picking up assignments out the backfield. I mean, those are the little things that are going to get you some tick. Doc, what you got, bro?
I need to learn how to use my computer. That's the first thing. Anywho, I'm okay with the pick. I don't know necessarily that I wanted to see more running backs there. Maybe would like to add some wide receiver depth, because I think the Bears wide receivers need more help than the running back room. That's my only complaint about it. I would like to see a wide receiver come off the board sooner than a running back.
I hear you, man. One thing, I think he's gonna be a returner. I don't know if both kick and punt returner. He averaged 27 yards per return last year. So dude's got some talent. I think that's how he's gonna work his way onto the field, special teams. Let's see how it goes. We'll go to still in round 6, 4 picks later. We do get that wide receiver, Doc. Daz Newsome, North Carolina. Got some competition now. For Anthony Miller, we'll see what happens. How you feeling about Daz Newsome, though, Doc?
Well, I haven't watched him play, so there's that. You know, it's a sixth round pick. Sixth round picks are very rarely superstars, and so at this point, it's adding depth to the depth chart and hoping that you get a diamond in the rough. And so here's hoping. I did read somewhere that he's a body catcher and he doesn't use his hands to catch it. And that's a bad trait in a receiver. So hopefully they can train that out of him, because that's how you get drop balls and drop, you know, it'll bounce off your chest, get intercepted. And that's not a good trait to have. So that's where I'm at on him.
Just going to go ahead and dive in. Daz Newsome, I mean, like Doc said, a 6th round pick, you know, a lot of people, I guess, are not expecting big things from him. I, on the other hand, I've seen tape. I can recognize an athlete when I see one. I think Newsom is that. You know what I'm saying? He's versatile as well. He plays special teams. I think the biggest thing for me is he's good out of the slot. He's really quick. Really athletic. He got a nose for the end zone, man. And there's, Anthony Miller, there's been rumors that he's being shopped around by the Bears. Aside from him, even if he does stick around, there's no really standout type of athlete at the slot position. So to me, it's wide open. Dez Newsom could go in there and take that job. You know, that's something that I see. A gadget guy too, you know what I'm saying? Trick plays, screenshots, all this stuff, bro. So, you know, I'm feeling okay about him. At the sixth round, why not? Why not go and get somebody that can possibly be your week one starter at the slot receiver? He's got it in him. I've seen it. So, I mean, I'm all about it. I love the pick.
Drew.
Give Justin Fields maybe something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I say that some things are changing, but fucking what I like about this cat's fucking shit is kind of like his – I'm not going to compare him totally to Tariq Hill, but he's fast and shifty like that, bro. And watching the tape and seeing him leave motherfuckers and creating separation, like I understand that, you know, they got the stat out there that he's a body catcher, but I watched tape of him catching a ball on someone's back. You know what I'm saying? He goes up there and he goes gets it. He tries to go get it. As long as the pass is somewhat in their vicinity, he's going to go up and try to go get that motherfucking ball. Well, that's what I liked about it. I liked his effort, bro. I liked his effort. Coming into the NFL where you got motherfucking, you know, cornerbacks, DBs that are a lot fucking smarter, that are veterans in playing the types of teams, because, you know, obviously, Anderson, you know, we don't. They've seen us a bunch of times, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're switching up the playbook totally, you know what I'm saying? They kind of know what the fuck it is that we can do. Having a fast guy like that throws a fucking wrench right into the motherfucking system. Brody brought it up fucking with Anthony Miller. I'm not that big of a fan. You know what I'm saying? Great for what he's done, you know, for us and shit like that, though, too. But at the same time, though, I think that anybody is good enough to take his spot at this motherfucking at this point in time, bro. Well, we'll have to see how it all pans out, but I think he's got great awareness too. He's one of those little dogs out there, like little fucking pit bulls and shit that's just out there running. But he's got great speed, bro, and he could break away from some defenders and get an easy catch out there, bro. Especially in those wretched third down and fives, third down and six, where we want to throw off our opponent and not possibly run. And, you know, he's one of those guys that probably, you know what I'm saying, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton can fucking throw it to for a quick first down and let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? So a great pick late, you know what I'm saying? So fuck it. I think he's one of those diamond in the rough players. He'll be good to go.
He's definitely as shifty as you say. He's not as shifty as Tyreek Hill. I don't think anybody is.
I'm just saying his running style is somewhat similar.
No, I understand. I understand. You know? I seen him. He can change direction really, really quick, man. And that shifty shit, that does a lot for you in the NFL, man, especially when you got these DBs backpedaling and, you know. So, yeah, he's a little bit explosive, man. I like him.
You got anything to add, Renegade?
Oh, man, I'm with you guys, man. I like it. But, man, Doc, I don't know where you read that, because I'm reading right here that he's good with his hands and he catches away from his body. The only thing he's the type of guy he catches and gets tackled. He does – when he runs his route, he does have – limited route tree. He will fly right by you and burn your ass, but that's limited to his route tree. He needs to extend his route tree a little more with the NFL, because, you know, the NFL throw a lot of shit at you. That's the only thing with that. But he's, like Sweetness was saying, he's more of a slot receiver. I'm going to put him right at the slot. Can't play outside. Can't put him really nowhere else. He is a slot receiver. And Matt Nagy likes that type of guy. He wants that home run hitter, where he's on other A-Rob is covered, Mooney's covered, Komet's covered, linebackers are worrying about Montgomery. He wants the guy to go up the middle, hit that bitch. So I've been watching tape on him. I'm not going to lie, I don't really know him like that, but he does, like Drill and Sweetness are saying, he flies right by that defender and he catches that ball and he's gone.
Hey, there's another thing about him, though, Brody. He's a fucking – he can return, too. Yeah, he can return, too.
He averages 12.7 at the catch for as a receiver.
That's nasty. That's nasty too. Yeah. I was like, oh, so, shit, he could return too. We lost Cordarrelle Patterson. I know we got Khalil Herbert, but you know we got another possible guy that can do it too.
We got some options. Hey, we got some options, man. I like the fact we added another wide receiver competition in the slot. Anthony Miller, you know, rumors that he was going to get traded. He didn't get traded. We still got Javon Wims.
He ain't got no hands, man. He does what he does.
Well,
the defenders. He just fucking can't catch, man.
That's something, you know, you guys are going to look at me a little bit crazy, but Davante Adams early on in his career had problems with his hands. Early on, before he became the Davante Adams we all know now.
Some of it is just confidence.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Maybe that's what it is with this kid. Maybe you need a better quarterback throwing you the ball too. So we'll see how that goes. He's gonna have a chance, bro, because we know that third receiver slot is open. You know, it just is. Anthony Miller, he hasn't been able to take care of that job. Javon Wims, is he still on the team? He's not, right? He is? What the fuck? He's still on the team. Riley Ridley is still, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need that third receiver to step up. So he's going to have a chance as a sixth rounder to at least, you know, put up a fight. Still in the sixth round.
Indicator.
Yes, sir.
Just to throw this before we keep going, I think getting Justin Fields is going to attract free agents as well coming to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh.
For sure. Without a doubt, man. Let's keep it going. Round six still. We pick up a DB cornerback from Oregon, Thomas Graham Jr., man. You guys, you know, I know we were talking about, you know, we would like to add another DB, get some depth in there. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously we lost Fuller. We brought in Trufant. You know, we lost Screen, but who cares about him? Buster Screen, whatever the fuck, you know, but we need a young buck in there. We got this kid from Oregon. You guys got any intel on him?
I mean, from what I've seen, this dude is he's not bad. He's got some work to do, though. He's a little rough around the edges, a little stiff. You know what I mean? Doesn't really change his hips as fast as you would want one of your cornerbacks to easily transition in the backpedal and stuff like that. Those are things that can be worked on in the pros, though, with the right system and the right coaches and all that stuff. But he does have a nose for the football, man. I've seen him make plays and break on the balls. You know, he's physical. He's not the biggest guy. Me and Drill were talking about him earlier. He's not the biggest guy, but he's going to go ahead and try to put his head in there, you know, and try to make a tackle when he can. And one thing as well, we lost Fuller in the offseason. And now, you know, that cornerback position opposite of Jalen Johnson is wide open. That job is up for the taking. So, you know, if you can come in here as Thomas Graham Jr. and put up a fight and actually produce, man, I have no problem starting him at the, you know, opposite of Jalen Johnson. I think he's got some type of, you know, competitive edge that is going to give him a chance to, you know, break that depth chart. I think he'll be all right.
Brody, hey, what's awesome about this kid, and you know what I'm saying, is his motherfucking closing speed. Bro, I'm sitting here watching tape, and as soon as that receiver got the ball, fucking not even a second or two later, he is right fucking there to make initial contact. And his size is not super impressive by any means. So what I was talking about with Sweetness earlier before the show was like, I need this guy to go to the fucking weight room, get on it with somebody, and get a little stronger, because the wide receivers that he was tackling over there in college – not going to be the same fucking wide receivers that you're fucking tackling in the NFL. And I gave him an example in DK Metcalf, a specimen of a man who can move like that. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to fucking sit up here at that size and lower the boom on somebody like Metcalf. It's just not going to motherfucking happen. But he's speedy, bro. What I loved about him in tape two is he's a straight shit talker.
I was going to say,
like old boy from the Rams, bro. Every time he made a tackle or every time he threw down a ball or intercepted
I like that.
He went up to the wide receiver and flexed on his ass, bro.
I like that. He got that swag. He got that swag. Yeah,
that's one of the main things I put on my notes for this kid. He plays with swagger, man. He plays with big time swagger.
At that position, you need to, bro. How many times has motherfucking old boy from the Rams over there, and I hate him too sometimes, but he gets into them players' heads, bro.
Talk about Jalen Ramsey.
I was just reading, just to throw it off subject, I was reading that motherfucker would text. He'll look on Instagram, look for the wide receiver he was playing, Instagram, and then send his girl a DM in the inbox. Just, you know, getting his head.
Hell no. What a competitive edge. Talk about a motherfucker who's trying to win a fucking ring. He'll do anything to do it. I'm DMing your bitch.
That's how you know you want to get on the field and play. Dirty. You know you want to play. You know
that's it, right? Yeah.
That's one thing. I'm not worried about Thomas Graham going against these specimen of a man in DK or anybody else for that matter. He need to lift that size. Nah, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to tell you this.
There aren't many
cornerbacks that get to play against DK or any of these larger wide receivers one-on-one. A lot of people don't do that. It's just not the smart thing to do. So I'm not worried about that. When you get that type of a mismatch, you get fucking, you know, Eddie Jackson back there shadowing and stuff like that. We ain't worried about that, bro.
I like his initial contact, though. I like his initial contact. He can slow somebody down.
I like this pick. It's decent. I mean, I don't know if he'll come in. He'll start right away. We got that boy, Valder.
Vildare. Yeah.
He filled in nice last year. I think he's straight.
I think he's going to be the nickel.
Well,
so
this dude is straight. I'm not going to say I know anything about him, but I was looking up. I was doing my research, but I heard he was better than the opposite corner. And the other one went in like a third round. And this dude, he had a nice little highlight. They had some negative about his tackling, but I see him tackling a running back at the 5-yard line, throwing him out of bounds with the 3-yard line, string tackling these guys. I like the way he tackles. Pretty sure he got to get bigger and stronger, like Drill was saying. Get some beef on him in the NFL, put him through that training program. I think he'll be straight after one, 2 years.
He's going to be nice.
One of the reasons why he fell, too, he opted out of college
football. Which a lot of guys did.
Well, a lot of guys did. I'm just saying this guy in particular, one of the reasons why he dropped was because of that. So this is another one of those. Yeah, he's a 6th-round pick, but, man, if he would have played this year, he would have elevated his stock for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk about the last pick here, man. Another big boy, a big hog on the other side of the line, though. Defensive tackle, BYU, Kyrese Tonga. I believe that's his name. Big boy, man. 6'2", 325, man. So we're getting Eddie Goldman back. That's nice. We still got, you know, Mario Edwards Jr., Akeem Hicks. So it's nice to have another big body in that rotation. I mean, he's a 7th-rounder. We don't expect nothing out of this guy, but he's a big body. Give him a chance, man. This guy's hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, any player getting barely making it to the team, round 7, he's going to have some fire in him. So you guys got anything on this guy? My man's Tonga from BYU.
Hey, let me go ahead and take this dude, man, or at least first. I like a 1. I know Pacific Islanders and shit, like, personally, bro, and their attitudes and the way they are, bro, they're, like, all about family, and they'll fuck you up, bro. And, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? I love just the history and the background of this kid, man, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, got family issues. He's adopted by his best friend's family, bro. He's been He's been through the ringer and back, bro, for him to make it at this point, bro. I mean, he's a nice pickup, bro. I think he's tough. He's fast. But one thing I liked about him, well, 2 things, actually. He causes the pocket to collapse. It's going to be a tough time for quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying, to sit up there. I mean, in today's NFL, maybe not too much because there's a lot of people who can fucking run. But causing a pocket to collapse destroys a play right off bat. And anybody at playing defensive line knows it's your fucking job to kind of keep your linebackers clean, bro, and fucking let them go out there and tackle that running back if they can fucking just sit up here and disrupt the fucking play just because they're killing their fucking own line. He's a good guy, bro. And then what I like about him, too, is that he doesn't give up on the play. If the running back passes him, he's still running after that motherfucker. No, he doesn't. He's not one of those fat ass linemen who's like, oh, he passed me. Well, the play's dead. No, he keeps going after that motherfucker. So I like that attitude. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a seventh-round pick, 250th overall. But like I said, bro, he's got a lot to prove. Made it to the NFL. Great story. Man, I'm glad to have him over here, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about his best friend's family adopting him and shit like that. That's pretty cool, man. You guys,
they're tight knit. Those Pacific Islander people are fucking tight knit, bro. That's how it happens, bro.
You guys want to add anything about the boy from BYU?
Yeah, man. He's not gonna be the most athletic guy out there. You know what I'm saying? But like Drill said, he does have a good motor on him. The effort is definitely there. He's a raw defensive tackle. He's got raw power. He needs to be cleaned up a little bit. But his ability to, you know, infiltrate the offensive line is something that you can't teach. So his size, the way that he could plug up the holes and the way he runs down run plays is really nice for somebody his size. His athleticism needs to improve. He doesn't really bend his knees too much, so he doesn't get all the strength that he can, you know. But those are things he's going to learn from Akeem Hicks and Eddie Goldman and shit like that. So it's a perfect situation for him to grow. I love the potential with him. It's probably the most work that we have to do with anyone. The potential is there, though. I like it.
If anybody could turn you up, it's Akeem Hicks. Fuck, hey, if anybody could turn you up.
I'm with Sweetness. I read and I heard the same shit that his pad level is too high. You got to get that shit lower. If you know you play football, you know that, hey, the lower pad wins, whoever got the lower shoulder wins. The coach always used to say, you preach it, when you see a motherfucker get smacked, that's what it is. You got that, get them pads low. That's the only thing, knock on him. He's a big guy, 6'2". He gets his hands up, can knock down the pass. He can occupy the double team, which is great, but you know, he needs
some, somebody's getting jacked right now. I hear that shit. Hey, we in the hood.
Welcome to Chicago. Welcome to Chicago.
That's me right there. All types of shit. I pray you probably hear niggas
alarm. Crane.
All types of shit, man.
We got
ambulance in a minute.
Doc
never heard that before, bro. Not at this time.
It's all right.
Hey, Doc. Doc's got to go, man. Doc, hey, we appreciate you getting on, man. So you got anything to add about the big boy over there?
Hey,
seventh round pick.
Man, I like it. I like the big guys. They, you know, clog up.
Oh, we got to cut that one out.
Oh, Jesus. This is what happens, man. I haven't slept in 29 hours.
The fuck does Santa Claus have you guys doing this time of year?
Listen,
gotta get that prep early, man.
Oh, you gotta get that OT. You gotta get that OT.
That if I don't work the OT, I'm gonna get fired. So I gotta make those toys for all the little boys and girls. Anywho,
I love you, Doc.
God, yeah, I love you too, man. No, I like the pickup. I mean, obviously, seventh round. Hopefully, the guy comes in ready to play and work hard to, you know, be successful and add some depth to the defensive line. You can, in the way the league is now, you always want to rotate the defensive line, keep them fresh, and so get that big guy in there on running downs and stop the run, force him into passing downs, get Mac and Quinn after the passer. It could be something good.
Great fucking points, Doc, because that's what was on the notes too. And I know you don't do research, so that was great intel. That was great intel just coming from yourself. Like, literally, that's what they said, yo. Hey,
you're not gonna
see this guy out there on third down much, but on running downs, he's gonna be the guy to plug up those holes. You know what I'm saying? So great points, Doc. Just to get that shit from, you know, out of nowhere is amazing.
My man's is running off fumes over there.
Hey, and by the way, who's your draft pick? By the way,
you like to know?
Yeah, we're about to switch this to Dynasty. We're gonna take it offline with that one. But yo, I mean, look, before we wrap this up, I think it's pretty fair to say, man, are we at an A or A plus for this draft?
A plus.
A-plus. Finally, A+. A couple other teams had a great draft too.
I think for where we were at, and before the draft started, we were talking about we'll be happy with Tevin Jenkins. And the fact that we were able to trade up, get Justin Fields, our franchise quarterback, and still be able to walk away with Tevin Jenkins in the second round after another trade, I think that's just an A-plus all the way, man. With
two first-round picks.
Exactly. Bro. Exactly.
And
you know,
if you ask anybody, they'll be like, fuck them. They'll laugh at us. Like,
right.
Getting Fields and Tevin Jenkins. Fuck
right. Them. Right, man. And, you know, you got to give props to Ryan Pace, you know. If I catch you on Fullerton, nothing's going to happen. I promise you all those threats I made in the past, I take them back. This is a new beginning. You know, this doesn't change, you know, his fuck ups. His fuck ups are his fuck ups. But you know what? This is his redemption. Ryan's redemption right here, man. This is it.
Ryan's redemption. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Right there. We're kicking out some Chicago shit. It's do or die, nigga.
It's do or die.
You need to patent that shit,
right? Yeah, man. I mean, I see, Doc, I saw you wanted to chime in, man. What's up?
No, I was listening, bro.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I'm saying, though, like, it doesn't mean everything's that all the fuck-ups, like, they're all forgiven. I mean, but we got no choice, bro. It is what it is right now. And as far as today goes, I think we're all on board. All of us. We're all on board. Like, hey, you know what? I don't care. You put us through fucking hell. But let's go, man. Let's move forward. And let's get these wins, man. Let's succeed, man. Let's give this kid all the tools he needs to succeed, man. You guys got anything else before we dip up out of here?
Yeah, man. Shout out Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead and retire, my boy. It's Bear Down Nation. It's our time.
Here we go. That's all I got to fucking say. I've never seen so many Bears fans motherfucking out there on the motherfucking Packers. Internet motherfucking going fuck in where like it's going down. It's going down.
Fuck the Packers. Doc, before we head out of here, man, let all your fans know. Say a word for all your fans, man.
Man, it's been a hot minute since I've been on here. Timbers. And so I'm just glad I could be on here. I love you all. And hopefully
we'll
that football season's on the way.
Hell yeah, man. We'll try to make this, you know, more the norm. But if not, you know, if one of us can't make it, two of us, you know, we'll hold it down. That's what we do. We are Bears, Brews, and the Bros. We appreciate you guys checking in with us. Make sure you guys rate, subscribe, share. You know, football's, you know, not too far, man. We got the draft in. Before we know it, you know, people are going to be showing up to training camp. This is fun, man. It's a fun time to be a Bears fan. Bear the fuck down, man.
Wake me up when training camp starts.
Let's go, man. We'll catch you guys in the next one, man. Peace out.
Bear down.